It's time for our Voice of the Valley. And my guest today is Andrea Nelson, who is Executive Director of the Cheyenne Valley Community Foundation. Andrea, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I always appreciate this opportunity to come here and this platform that we have to share information. So thank you, Steve, for having me on, and thanks for i3G Media for having this opportunity.
Well, thank you very much. Well, let's get into the season of giving, and this, you know, getting to the end, and you've got some good incentives for people who do want to give, right?
That's right. It is the season of giving and the time of year when nonprofits, including the Cheyenne Valley Community Foundation, reach out to the community and ask for financial support to continue to do our good work. So this year, the Community Foundation has launched our mission appeal with a goal to raise $75,000. Funds that are raised through our mission appeal will support a variety of programs and services that we provide at the Community Foundation, as well as supporting a variety of grant rounds that we offer.
Well, Andrea, share some examples of what these programs and services entail.
I would love to, because a lot of what we do is, you know, kind of behind the scenes, and it's hard for us to really quantify the impact in what we do with the programs, because it's just what we do. So some of the unique areas that I work in with my position is connecting nonprofits in our area, meeting with them, listening to their needs, finding out what their aspirations, their goals, the challenges that they have that they're facing within their industry. And then I get the pleasure of communicating that to a variety of funding sources. Those different funding sources can be donors, they can be other foundations, they can be grant opportunities, they can be major corporations that serve our area, a variety of things. So one of the examples that I have specifically that happened last year, and is as a way that I listened to organizations, I knew what the needs were, and I was connecting with a funding source, was we had $65,000 worth of money brought in by the Otto Bremmer Foundation last year. It went to support three different organizations. And so it went to address workforce shortages that were faced by people with issues during COVID. It went to the Abused Persons Outreach Center to support their mission, the direct services that they provide. And it also went to the Education Foundation to support their Access for All program, which provides counseling services to students of Valley City Public School. Without my connection and the Community Foundation's ability to act as a bridge between connecting those two nonprofits and the funds, that money wouldn't have come back into this community. So that's a pretty powerful thing that we were able to do just with one example there with our connection with the Otto Bremmer Foundation.
Well, that's nice that you can bridge the gap. Now, Andrea, tell us about the grant opportunities that you now have available.
So we have four different grant opportunities that we have running. One of them is our innovative microgrants, which stems from the longest table. We have funds already secured for that program. That one's taken care of, but it is an example of a grant round that we have. Then we have our COVID relief funds. And so that is going out to organizations within Barnes County that provide direct service to those most in need. So think about that fund is impacting people, helping them pay for rent, utilities, food, whatever it may be, things along those lines of people that have been impacted by COVID, whether it's they are out of a job, having to take time off, staying home with a loved one who maybe is sick from it. That's what our COVID Relief Fund is doing. Our Community Wellness for All program supports health and wellness activities for low-income individuals, and this past year, it served 132 low-income families in Barnes County. Then we have our Community Grant Round, which will be opening early of 2022. And just to give some examples, again, right, because I can talk about all these grant rounds, but until you really get the legit examples and stories of it, it's kind of hard to understand. So some stories that were shared to me by the Dare to Create Foundation for the Arts, which is a nonprofit that provides scholarships, because they received funding through our Community Wellness for All program, for students to participate in Micaiah Studio Ballet. They had an individual that received the scholarship and had coaching, fitness, and diet coaching, fitness classes, and was able to lose a significant amount of weight to the point that it impacted their overall physical health positively and their mental health.
Wow, that's
they
nice
also
to
had
hear.
A student who was or who is legally blind that is using a cane in order to get around, and that individual was able to improve their motor skills since they began classes there. And then there's a student who struggles to run and walk because of their disability, and since taking ballet and tap classes, this individual improved their strength, balance, gait, ability to walk, and is now able to use the indoor track. So those are some of the incredible things that are happening because we have a generous community that allows the community foundation to serve in this manner. And so we ask the community to go ahead and support our mission appeal this year.
Oh, that's great. It's the first time that I've heard these great examples of how it has affected people's lives. So that's wonderful to hear. Now, Andrea, if people are interested in giving, how can they go about that?
Sure. So if you're interested in giving, you can always send a donation to the Cheyenne Valley Community Foundation at 250 West Main Street. We are located within the Rosebud. You can stop by as well. Or gifts can be made online at our website. There's a 2021 mission appeal that you can choose on the website. Or simply call me. Some people are looking to give a variety of assets, whether it's transferring stock, agricultural commodity, whatever it may be. Maybe they have a match to your local employer. Give me a call and I can certainly help you out at 490-1596.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you so much.
Andrea Nelson is the Executive Director of the Cheyenne Valley Community Foundation, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.